Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 26th, 2011. And we are yet in the book of Ezekiel. We are yet talking to the real powers behind this wicked system. We're not focusing so much on the Prince of Tyrus. Ezekiel chapter 28, round about 12, we start to focus on the King of Tyrus. And that King of Tyrus represents the real puppeteers, the real powers behind this no good, rotten, wicked system. The King of Tyrus represents today the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And we have been showing that this scripture in Ezekiel chapter 28, beginning around verse 12, is absolutely talking about these earthly rulers. The scholars do not know how to interpret scripture. They say this is only for Lucifer. But this spirit that Lucifer raised up in himself, in which he became the adversary of the Most High, and became the adversary of the creation, and became the adversary of the human family, and started to work to destroy the human family, and rape and pillage and kill. That spirit is in these earthly rulers of this wicked system. Many times we only focus on the heads of state. They're just puppets. They're just mascots. But the puppeteer is who we are focusing on. The Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, top 1%, 2%, those that are the killers of the human family and destructors and destroyers of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Now, verse 14 of chapter 28, the Most High is talking to this King of Tyrus, and the Most High is talking to the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds and that wicked 1%, 2% ruling class and ruling families. Thou wast upon the holy mountain. Holy. 6944. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Kodesh. Apartness. Holiness. Sacredness. Separateness. Now, this word Kodesh is similar to Kadosh. But Kadosh is talking about a living holy entity, such as the Holy Spirit. That which is called an animate object, that which is animated, alive. This Kodesh also means holy in the African Hebrew language, but it refers to that which is inanimate, that which is described today as inanimate, that which is referred to as things. And so, the Most High put the King of Tyrus in places that were holy. Parts of creation that were holy. Sacred. Because when you attain knowledge, even though you may decide to use knowledge for evil, that knowledge is holy. That knowledge is righteous. The knowledge itself. It is how we use the knowledge. And so the Oppenheimers, the House of Rothschilds, look at their lifestyle, look at their education, look at the tutoring, and look at the different colleges they went to. That knowledge is righteous. That knowledge is holy. Then the Most High says, I have set thee So thou wast upon the holy mountain. Mountain 2022 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Holy mountain. The word is pronounced har in the Hebrew language. It means hill, mountain, hill country. But see, mountains have to do symbolically with powers. Powers, okay? Like government powers and whatever office that exudes power. Congress, Senate, government, education, financial power. All of these people that hold positions of power. See, the office is holy. The office is righteous. It is people with a wicked spirit and a wicked mind that use the office for evil. The office of the presidency is holy and righteous. The office of king and queen is holy and righteous. The office of heads of state, financial, educational, and governmental. These offices are holy and righteous, but those holding the office have been infected with the spirit of Lucifer, his spirit having turned to Satan's spirit, a satanic spirit, which means adversary of righteousness, to be an adversary, and he has become the adversary of righteousness, wants to oppose righteousness, and so those in power have taken on that satanic spirit. The office is holy, the holy mountain of God, and this word for God is not Yahweh. This word for God in this scripture is 430, Elohim, 430 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And so, the holy mountain of the Elohim, the holy mountain of the gods and the goddesses, the offices, the presidents and prime ministers, those are offices that are holy and righteous. Those positions of influence in the world, the office itself is holy and righteous and is to serve the Elohim. We are the gods and the goddesses. We are the Elohim. The poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed are the Elohim. Because Elohim means children of the Most High. And the Most High is our father, and the Most High is our mother. And so we are looking at that which is supposed to serve us. The governments, the corporations, the heads of state, and heads of financial, governmental, and educational institutions are supposed to serve the Elohim. And we are the Elohim. We are the gods and the goddesses. We are the children of the Most High. They are to serve us. Oppenheimers, House of Rothschilds, you are to serve us. This is the intention of the Most High, that you are to serve the people. Serve and break oppression. Raise the people up from oppression and raise the people up from impoverishment and cease to destroy the people, but raise the people, serve the people. Jesus said he came to serve. He said he's the Messiah, but he comes to serve the people. So the disciples were to learn servant, learn how to be a servant of the people. And Jesus also said in the scripture to the disciples, do not be like the Gentiles. The word Gentiles means European rulership, European ruling class and ruling families. Don't be like the Gentiles. Do not use position for evil, but you serve the people. The Gentile rulership, Caesar, Rome, they're devils. And they didn't come to serve. They came to kill and destroy. They have the spirit of Lucifer turned satanic. And so the Most High is telling us in Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14 that the king of Tyrus, symbolically the ruling class of ruling families of the system, the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds, were on the holy mountain of the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses. They're supposed to serve us. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Now I want to take my time on this particular verse, because this is so significant. Thou walked up and down. 1980 is the number on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Halak, it means to go, to walk, to come. To depart, to proceed, to move, to go away. So to move about, to traverse, to travel. And so the king of Tyrus, representing the ruling class and families, representing the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds, were able to move about. Move about where? In the midst. In the midst. That word midst, 8432, means the middle. Tavik. So you gotta research these definitions of these words so that we may understand. We may have instinct and think we know what we're talking about, but what we want to do is research the definition of these words so that we may know what we're talking about, and our instinct turns into being led by Mother Holy Spirit. So they were walking up and down and traveling in the middle. In the middle of who? In the middle of what? Of the stones of fire. Of the stones of fire. This is so interesting. Stones. 68 is the number in the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Evan is the word in the Hebrew. It's a feminine noun. The stones of fire. The root. You see, the stones of fire, common stones in a natural state, tablets, marble hewn stones, plummets, also made of metal, stone-like objects, so on and so forth. So these are portions of the earth, portions of creation. And the root to that is found under the number 1129. It means build, the root. Let me go on and tap into this. Build, rebuild, establish, cause to continue. So what we're looking at is that the ruling class walked up and down symbolically in that knowledge, which is supposed to use the stones and use portions of the earth to build and establish, to build and establish, to build up, to make permanent. So this was what was supposed to be for the ruling class and ruling families, to build and not destroy. So they walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, in the middle of this knowledge that is supposed to build. Let's look up this word fire, 784, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means ash. The word is pronounced in the Hebrew, ash is how you pronounce that in the Hebrew. It's a feminine noun. It means fire. It means flames. It means supernatural fire. That supernatural fire that accompanies theophanies. Now this, let me take my time. Now that word theophany is a word having to do with God manifesting in the physical world. When you saw Moses talking to the burning bush, that was a theophany. He was talking to God, but he was looking at a portion of the creation. When you saw Moses dealing with the rock and water came out the rock, that was Christ. That was a theophany. That was Christ coming in the form of a portion of creation. That's a theophany. So this fire, this supernatural fire that accompanies theophanies, the flames, the fire, this fire from creation. You see, the whole of creation scientifically holds fire. You are made of fire. That is why when we exercise, we burn fat, because we're made of fire, spirit and fire and energy. And so the whole of the earth has this fire, and the ruling class and the ruling families walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, in the midst of that supernatural fire, that supernatural knowledge that comes through the study of creation, because the whole of creation is a theophany. The Most High manifests day and night through the whole of creation. A theophany is not a single special event. A theophany is every day, every second of the day, every minute of the day, every day of the month, every month of the year, because the whole of creation is a theophany. The whole of creation is manifesting God in the creation. You and I are manifesting God in the creation. When I see you, I see God and God as Father and Mother. When you see me, hopefully you see the same. When we see each other, we're looking at gods and goddesses walking in the flesh. We are Jesus's sons and daughters of the Most High walking in the flesh. We are the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses walking in the flesh. We are walking theophanies, the ruling class and ruling families. We're privileged to all of this supernatural knowledge. Thou wast, verse 15, thou wast perfect, past tense, wast perfect in the days from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. 5, 7, 6, 6, the word for iniquity is evil, gives us our word evil, masculine and feminine, because evil can be found in both masculine and feminine, means injustice, unrighteousness, and wrong. The ruling class and the ruling families, the real puppeteers, perpetrating injustice, perpetrating unrighteousness, doing wrong to the human family, doing wrong to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. They are the cause of there being such impoverishment and oppression. Violent deeds of injustice. Look at the warfare going on. Look at the wars going on in Libya. Look at the war going on in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Look at how the prince, one of the princes of this wicked system, Barack Obama, came before the people to cause us to support this wicked system of killing human beings in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and in Libya as well. Wants us to believe the lies being told that 911 was perpetrated by Muslims. 911 was an inside job. Do the research. Research a movie documentary called Core of Corruption and understand that those Al-Qaeda are CIA created, and that all of those who were to be participants in the 911 incident were monitored and supported and financed by the CIA. And understand that those mechanisms in the military were told to stand down by Dick Cheney. And understand that low-level CIA agents were ready to arrest those that were to be involved in 911. But those and that program that was, that action that was given a name, the action to arrest the so-called participants was given a name. Given the name Abel Danger. Abel Danger was the CIA low-level operation that this low-level CIA agents were going to arrest those that were participating. They called it Abel Danger, that operation to arrest those that were participating in 911. But their superiors in the CIA said, no, you stand down, do nothing. Because this was an inside job, a CIA operation. The low-level agents didn't know that. But the superiors, those running the CIA, in league with the heads of state, in league with the Mossad of Israel, in league with the MI5 and 6 of Britain, doing the dictates of the king of Tyrus, the king of this wicked system, the real puppeteer of this wicked system, the Oppenheimers and the House of Rothschild. They are the real instigators of the 911. Why? So that we may buy into this fictitious narrative and support killing and destruction of the human family all over the earth. This injustice, this unrighteous, this wickedness and wrong, this iniquity that was found in the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds and the wicked ruling class and ruling families, iniquity was found in thee. And if we continue to support this wickedness, we are participating in this iniquity. How long will we support militarism and warfare and bloodshed? How long will we just support materialism and consumerism and care not that these items that we buy come through slave, low-wage labor, slave-wage labor, warfare and bloodshed? All of us have participated in this iniquity. None of us shall escape. We better take a lesson and cease to support injustice and cease to support unrighteousness. Let me take my next break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break. Hey, 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 everybody. Greetings, greetings again. That was my beautiful sisters, Mary Mary. Something Big, that's their new one. Lord have mercy, them beautiful sisters. I love those beautiful sisters. Those are some righteous sisters, and they sing with such wonderful spirit. Jesus is the one that changed me. And when you understand Jesus, when you understand that Jesus is justice, you cannot sit around and do nothing while people suffer and people die and people's blood is shed. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. This is the Mind of God program. The recording date is Sunday, June the 26th, 2011. Now let us continue with talking about the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. By thy multitude of thy merchandise. Let's look up this word merchandise, 7404. Recula, or recula, a feminine noun, means traffic and trade and merchandise. You know, the system works on commerce and trade, but it's iniquitous, it's wickedness. It works through bloodshed, it works through warfare. And so, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. We're talking about how the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds have gotten the resources of the world through violence, through iniquitous actions. And we participate in this madness. And we allow princes of the system, Barack Obama and Cameron of Britain and Berlusconi of Italy and other heads of state to sweet talk us into participating in such a wicked and vile system. Kamase 2555, the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means violence and wrong and cruelty and injustice. And when you really study this system and see how cruel, how wicked this system is, you, if you have any love for the human family, you want to get up and do something. And so, continuing in verse 16 of chapter 28 of Ezekiel, says, thou hast sinned, 2398, to sin, to miss the way, to go wrong, to incur guilt, to forfeit. So, these wicked ones, through their merchandise and trade and commerce, have done violence and are now sinning. You see, poverty is a sin. Let me do something right quick while I'm on this mentality. Some current affairs. You see, the merchandise has caused the wicked ruling class to commit violence, to commit iniquitous actions and sinful actions. And so, on Democracy Now!, Glenn Greenwald was on Democracy Now! This past week, the week of June the 20th, 2011. And he talked about how Obama could be impeached for waging war in Libya without approval of Congress. You see, he's violating law. It is against the law to enter into a war without the approval of Congress. He has a 60-day window or a 90-day window. But then Barack Obama was supposed to have come before Congress and asked for permission to continue. But see, Barack Obama is lying, giving us a fictitious narrative. He is not the real ruler. He's only a puppet. He's only a mascot. As all of these heads of state of NATO and AFRICOM are mascots and puppets doing the bidding of the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the king of this wicked system. But Barack Obama lied and said America is not involved in hostilities. That's an untruth. That is a fictitious narrative. And so, some of your Congress people want to cut the funds to the warfare going on in Libya. They want to cut the funds going on for warfare in Afghanistan and Pakistan and whatnot. And some of your Congress people, led by Dennis Kucinich and others, want to sue Barack Obama for not getting the lawful authorization to kill people in Libya. That's what's going on. Killing people in Libya, supporting these rebels who are Al-Qaeda, who are CIA creations, CIA assets, and these wicked people in Benghazi are killing black people on purpose, exterminating black people on purpose. This black president of America, Barack Obama, is supporting people in Benghazi that are racist to the core and do not like black people. Gaddafi loves black people and African people. Is he perfect? No. But he has done that which has been good for African people. Wanted to start the African Union so that Africa may disconnect itself from the wicked powers of Europe. Wanted to fund and finance programs in Africa that would uplift African people, black people. But the people that are being supported in Benghazi, the rebels, the Al-Qaeda, the CIA assets and creations, they're racist. They're killing black people. They're destroying black people on purpose. They're getting rid of black people in Benghazi and other places. You see what this president is doing. Not to mention that this president would not go and did not go, if it's passed, to the racism conference that was to be held in New York at the United Nations, right up in the country. Won't go. But that's what you're supporting. That's what we're supporting. But he's doing the bidding of his real masters, the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds. Let's continue with some more current affairs. You see, the merchandise. Let me quote that scripture again. Iniquity was found in the ruling class and ruling families. And their merchandise, their trade, their commerce, their business dealings, their business doings, their acquiring of wealth and resources, they done it by violence. They have sinned. Poverty is a sin. Warfare and bloodshed is a sin. The Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds are committing sinful acts by destroying the human family, by causing the human family to suffer austerity programs, by causing the heads of government to cut off education and cut off health care and cut off living wage jobs and go after unions. You have Democratic governors and Republican governors in the United States of America that are breaking the backs of unions and destroying workers. This is sinful. This is wickedness. This is iniquitous. Continue with another current affair and issue. Citing domestic economic crisis, United States mayors back resolution to redirect war funds home. Mayors from cities nationwide in the United States of North America have endorsed a resolution calling on Congress to end funding for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and instead spend the money at home. Look at the suffering, the suffering, the deplorable conditions that the people of the United States of America are going through. Look at all the foreclosures of homes. Look at all the families kicked out of their homes. Look at the infrastructure crumbling, disintegrating, bridges and roads and whatnot crumbling, disintegrating. Look at healthcare being destroyed. Look at education being destroyed. Look at Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all the programs that are needed by the people. No money. Where is the money? The money is being stolen from us and sent off to prosecute warfare and bloodshed. And no nation has the money. Check out this paradox. If we say to the government, we need money so that people may stay in their homes. We need the people to get money so that they may be able to pay their bills. We need money for Social Security. We need money for Medicare and Medicaid. We need money. We need finances for education. We need finances and money for the people. We need you to invest in the people, oh government of North America. Guess what they tell us? We don't have the money. We don't have the money. But then, if you say, let's go to warfare and kill and destroy people and kill and rape and take people's stuff. Oh, they don't have the money for that either. But what they do is they go to the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is not controlled by anyone inside of America. The Federal Reserve in 2011 is yet controlled by the London banks, controlled by the House of Rothschilds. And so the presidents, whether it's Bush, whether it's Obama, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Herbert Walker Bush, whether it's Jimmy Carter, they borrow the money from the House of Rothschilds. The Federal Reserve is the House of Rothschilds. They borrow the money from the House of Rothschilds and kill and commit warfare and bloodshed and militarism and kill. Well, I say, and we say, and the mayors say, you take that money from warfare. Stop killing people. Stop warfare. Stop bloodshed. Stop raping the people and destroying the people. And you take that same monies and invest in the people. Invest in education. Invest in young people. Invest in healthcare. You have so many people that need healthcare. And it's more expensive to care for sick people than it is to care for people that are healthy. So I'm with these mayors. Haiti leaked cables expose U.S. suppression of minimum wage, election doubts in elite's private army. Drawing on almost 2,000 classified United States diplomatic cables on Haiti, released by WikiLeaks, a partnership between The Nation magazine and the Haitian weekly, Haiti Liberté, exposes new details, listen to this, on how Fruit of the Loom, Hanes and Levi's, worked with the United States to block an increase in the minimum wage in the hemisphere's poorest nation. How business owners and members of the country's elite used Haiti's police for force as their own private army after the 2004 United States-backed coup that ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and how the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations, all of them supported Haiti's recent presidential and parliamentary elections, despite concerns over the exclusion of Haiti's largest opposition party, Lavalas, the party of Aristide. Listen to what was occurring and is yet occurring. Corporations, clothing manufacturers, and whatnot. We go and buy our clothes, t-shirts, underwear, pants, shirts, shoes, and whatnot. These corporations that produce these items, they did it through slave wage labor. They did it through low wage, slave wage, and no wage labor. And so Jean-Patron Aristide, a good brother, the president of Haiti, duly and democratically elected, wanted to raise the standard of living for the Haitian people, wanted to give the people a better living wage. And the United States did not support it. George W. Bush did not support it. Hanes and Levi's and Fruit of the Loom did not support it. And they used the police as their own private army after George Bush kidnapped Jean-Bertrand Aristide through the CIA and special ops. Jean-Bertrand Aristide was kidnapped and taken out of Haiti. And these corporations used the police of Haiti as a private army to kill and destroy the people. And so now an election was held right now. And the Lavalas party, the party of Aristide, was blocked from participation. And President Barack Obama supports it, does not want Aristide and the Lavalas party to help the people of Haiti, has not stopped and ceased the corporations from continuing to rape the people of Haiti. This wickedness that goes on night and day is a sin. It is absolutely wicked. Let's see. Harvard and Vanderbilt and Spelman exposed for taking part in African land grab. Listen, colleges, not purchasing land, although they're doing it with money, but stealing the land of Africa so that they may control the land of Africa for corporations and for the wicked ruling class and ruling families, for the Oppenheimers and the House of Rothschild. Look at what's going on today. The audacity of hope. Now this is positive here. United States peace activists to sail to Gaza in humanitarian flotilla. Even our beautiful sister Alice Walker, having the spirit of Ezekiel, wanting to strengthen the people, wanting to help the people. They are planning to sail another humanitarian flotilla carrying humanitarian goods to the people of Palestine, to the Palestinian people. And the United States government, Barack Obama, and the United States government is warning the people that, hey, Israel may kill you. Well, why would you support a state that would kill people that is only coming to help people? Oh, we gotta wake up, sisters and brothers. Well, I guess, should I end? I may have one more minute. I wanted to cover some current affairs and current issues. Let's see. And thou hast sinned. Therefore, I cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. You see, this is not making us happy. This is a lamentation. The Most High said to Ezekiel, you take up a lamentation for the king of Tyrus. Take up a lamentation for the Oppenheimers and the House of Rothschilds and the ruling class and the ruling families of the United States of North America, Europe, and Israel, because they will be cast out of the mountain of God as profane. They were to be a covering cherub. They were to cover and help the people, but they will be cast out from the midst of the stones of fire, from the midst, from out of the presence of the theophany, from out of the presence of the manifestation of the Most High Father and Mother, God and Goddess, Amen, Amen, Net, Yahweh, the manifestation of Yahweh in creation, the Oppenheimers and the House of Rothschilds, and the wicked ruling class and ruling families will be cut off. Thine heart was lifted up, verse 17, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before the kings that they may behold thee. This is the doom of the synagogue of Satan, the doom of those wicked ruling class and ruling families that were supposed to help people, but they are destroying people. So their power must be broken. We're going to take this up again next time, but we are not defeated. The synagogue of Satan is defeated. We are the conqueror. We are victorious. We have the spirit of Ezekiel. We are raising the people up. We're strengthening the people. We're encouraging the people. Be encouraged, Louis Farrakhan. Be encouraged, Omalia Shetela. Be encouraged, Joseph Binyakinen. Be encouraged, Tynetta Muhammad. Be encouraged, Jeremiah Wright, Randall Robinson, Danny Glover, Harry Belafonte, Nelson Mandela, and Winnie Mandela and Desmond Tutu. Be encouraged. We are the winner. Poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed sister and brother, no matter your color, we're the winner. We're the Elohim. We're the gods and the goddesses. We're rising up. I see you the next session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Yeah.